Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here, you can jump up, you can do flips, you can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me, you'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money, because I got it in here. So if you want to make six figures, you can't just be talking about you want to make six figures. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you gotta want it. You gotta go days without, listen to me, you gotta wanna be successful so bad that you forget to eat. So listen to me, Emmitt Smith said this at the end of the commercial. Emmitt Smith said, all men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm gonna say it again because you might've missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. So that means that there are some people who are going to see the professor, going to see the TA. And even when the professor says, I don't meet with you, my TA meet with you, you say, I don't want to talk to your TA. I don't pay the TA. I pay you to teach me. So you're going to have to find some time to meet me. If I got to meet you at the mall, if I got to meet you at your house, you are going to see me. Listen to me. All men are created equal. Some work hard in preseason. When I went to college, guys were way smarter than me. 4.0s, 3.0s. They went to the Ivy League high schools, came to Oakwood from these great high schools. Most of them are not doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough. You got to have heart. That's number one. Watch number two. Number two, catch number two. I wrote it down. I wanted to make sure you got it. It says to be, watch this. We're talking about sacrifice now. The important thing is this. You're right in why I'm saying it, because I only have about three more minutes. Listen to me. The most important thing is this: to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. That's the number two thing. You got to catch that one. To be able to, listen to me, at any moment. Some of you can make sacrifices when Monday Night Football is not on. You can make a sacrifice. But when the game come on, for some reason, you just attach to it. For some of you, when your favorite show come on, you can make sacrifices on Sunday when ain't nothing going on. But when your favorite show comes on Monday, bam, some of you focus until the phone ring, and then you like, I gotta answer it. If I don't answer the phone, I'm gonna die. I'm saying to you today that there are some of you, if you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. But your cell phone is more important to you than your success. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to hurt somebody. Some of you need to give up your cell phone, because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft. Always want to give up. I'm dropping. Why are you dropping? I'm so grateful that the slaves didn't drop and quit. Say, I'm just going to stop. I'm a slave. I'm just going to be a slave. I'm going to quit. Listen to me. The slave said, we will live because one day we will become.
I never said when you want to succeed as bad as you want to eat, because you can go 21 days, maybe 30, but without eating. I never said when you want to succeed as bad as you want water, because you can go about 3 days or so without it. I said when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And so one of the things I want to do for you as an educator today, you don't necessarily need better skills per se. That's not what you need. But what some of you need is to go from 70% to 120%. Some of you need to go from 80% to 120%. The reason why I'm giving 120 is because your daddy's not in your life. The reason why I'm giving 120 is because your father's in prison. The reason why I'm giving 120 is because your mom is working two jobs. The reason why I'm giving 120 is because your grandma's raising you. The reason why I'm giving 120 is because you live in a community where education is not valued. So I don't care what you do academically, when you leave here, you can't go and get credit for getting A's. That in your neighborhood, in your community, nobody affirms you for reading at a certain level. Nobody affirms you for doing well on your ACT or your SAT. Where you come from, education is not affirmed. So even if you are a scholar, you have to keep it to yourself. You have to suppress it. So the reason why I give 120 is because your daddy's not there to give 80, and your mama's too tired to give 100, and your grandma is washed out, so she's giving 50. And y'all do that little stuff about you gonna eat, but y'all ain't got no doggone motor. You get tired quick. You practice for 1 or 2 days, you roll out. You do a couple hours, you tired.
But yet you compete against people right now, that's their lifestyle. And you think they about to let you take their lifestyle?
I don't want to do it as much as I want to eat. I don't want to do it as much as I need to drink. I want to be the best in the world as bad as I want to breathe. I want to be the Michael Jordan of education. I want to be the LeBron James of education. And I ask you the question. I ask you the question today. Are you giving 120? I never said when you want to succeed as bad as you want to eat. I never said when you want to succeed as bad as you want water. I said when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
I told my professor, what happens if I fail? He said, what happens if you pass? I said, but what happened if I don't get it? What happened if I put in all these years and it don't work out? He said, but what happens if you put in all these years and you get it? You got skill and you got will. You got skill and you got will. Two total different things. You were born with certain things, but to get to the next level, and not just get to the next level, to stay at the next level, you gotta have will when you get to that next level. So when you play, you have to compete. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80% when you have an opportunity? Somebody answer that for me. Y'all talk. Why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? For real, you might get it, but right now what? Oh, I can't hear y'all. You may get it, but right now what? You don't have it. You have nothing to fear. Guys, you already overcame all kind of stuff. Because a lot of you don't see that what's gonna take you to that next level that's gonna separate you from everybody else, because you gotta have something that separates you. What's gonna separate you from everybody else? Right? I don't know what that is for you. But just talk about it. When you hear my videos, one of the things you notice that separates me from everybody else, I don't do what in any of my videos? I don't curse enough. You've never seen me cuss before. You've never seen me drink before. You've never seen me smoke. I'm not against drinking and smoking, but my brand is I don't drink, I don't smoke. What are you gonna do to separate yourself? Like, I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself? People you're not even gonna be hanging out with. All I wanna hear is E. They grinding like they never grind before. Johnny, I wanna hear they out there handling that rock like E. They monsters, E. They like freaks out here, E. Like, they going hard, E. That's all I want. What's some more stuff that's keeping you from doing what you're supposed to do? I love it. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is, when you understand you have an opportunity, you play a little different. I wasn't successful because of who I was. Like, in a lot of y'all, for real, here's what you gotta stop doing. You hold people to the fire when they don't do what they're supposed to do, but you give yourself a pass. Like, and you gotta stop doing that. Like, I see in this generation, people will let their kids get away with stuff that I know you wouldn't let nobody else's kid get away with. But sometimes when you're so close to something, you don't. I ain't trying to offend nobody, but y'all gotta do me a favor. Look, some of you men, the reality is, the reason why your dreams are not a reality, for real, like, you could be walking in it right now, but you talk too much. And so what I want you to do for me, for real, I want you to talk less. Listen to me, talk less and grind more, because I need you to make an investment in yourself. And you don't make an investment in yourself by talking. Now, I'm not telling you don't share your dreams, but for some of you, you get that euphoric feeling just from talking. Like, for real, when you talk, it's like you feel like you've accomplished something. When you talk, you feel like you've done something. All right, maybe your mama, maybe your best friend. I don't know. Maybe you need to look in the mirror and tell yourself. But do me a favor, shut up. Stop talking so much. You don't gotta talk about your dream. Look, do me a favor. Let your work Look, talk less, grind more. Let your work speak for you.
And so for some of you, for real, this ain't been your best semester, but you still got time to pass that class. You still got time to finish strong, all right? And so even if you gotta finish ugly, if you gotta finish downright dirty, let's just get it done. But right now, we're in that last week. This ain't time to quit. This ain't time to doubt yourself. Remember what I told you, never give up, never give in. Just hang in there, all right?
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. That's the difference between the greats. That's what separates them. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. Are you hearing me? It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. Listen to me closely. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, I'm telling you, I can't explain it to you, but doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up.
Xbox, put it in the mail and send it home. Your cell phone, cut it off. Facebook, Twitter, if it's not helping you academically, cut it off. You're about to immerse yourself in your academics. You're about to go to your professor and ask, what's going to be on the test? You're going to look around at all those smart kids in your classes getting 4.0s, 3.5s, and you're going to hook up and say, what do I need to know? Listen to me. You're about to immerse yourself in it. You're cutting off all distractions. Everything that's not going to help you to pass this fight. Listen to me. There'll be plenty of time to play PlayStation, baby. Kenny Rogers used to say, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You don't never count your money while you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count it when the deal is done, baby. Are you hearing me? After you take your final exam, you got time for PlayStation.
So when you talk, right? When you say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a track star, I want to be an artist, I want to be a rapper. Like whatever you say out of your mouth, that one word will require thousands of actions. Hear me and hear me carefully. So do me a favor, shut up. Stop talking, you talk too much. You talk entirely too much about your dream. You talk too much about your goal. Say it once, say it twice, no more than three times, and get to work. All right, you ain't got to respond to your haters. You ain't got to respond. My boy told me the other day, some teacher told him, like, you know, you can't do this. You're not smart enough. You're not intelligent enough. Like, I don't even know why you decided to get in this program. Like, you can't do it. And my boy was talking to me. I'm like, look, shut up. I don't need to hear what my man said. That's on some negative stuff. Look, let your work speak for you. Like, quiet my man. Shut my man up. Shut him down. How do you shut him down? You don't shut him down by talking about what he said. You don't shut him down by talking about, you know, how you feel about what he said. You shut him down by working. So I need y'all to do me a huge favor. All right. Bruce Lee put it best. He said, knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. So I told you, second quarter living. We're not talking no more. Second quarter living is about application, all right? It's about taking it to the next level. It's not about talking, it's about doing. You gotta be careful doing too much talking, because whatever it is you say, I wanna be an NBA All-Star, I wanna win a Super Bowl. When you open up your mouth and say that, do you understand how many push-ups you gotta do? How many reps you gotta do? Do you know how many stretches you gotta do? Do you know how many plays you gotta practice? When you say you wanna be a lawyer, do you know how many cases you gotta sit through? Do you know how many books you gotta read? Do you understand how many classes you have to take? Do you understand when you say you wanna be a registered nurse? When you say a nurse, you know how much clinicals you have to do? How many chapters you have to read? Do you understand how early you have to get up?
You're about to immerse yourself in your studies.
You will only concentrate. You will only focus on the things that are going to help you with your final examination. You're not doing any leisure right now. You will have time for the leisure later.
How much work do I have to put in to make this happen? Because it's not going to happen just because you talked about it. It's not going to happen just because you said it, right? So do me a huge favor. You've wished enough. Enough wishing. You've wished enough. You've waited enough. Now let's get to work.
You can't go back. There's no options at this point. We're in the fourth quarter. It's do or die, baby. We do not have time. We about to go get it, right? It's ours for the getting. You're in school. You can do it. You're in school. You were smart enough to get there. You're smart enough to get out. You can do it, and you're not leaving. Listen to me. We ain't going home. We ain't going nowhere until we get the degree. You ain't going nowhere until you get it done. And so we're going to lock everything else down for the next 2 weeks. We shutting it down. We shutting it down. And do we doing what we gotta do to get what we gotta get?
Some of you are interested in this work and you like telling people you do it. It make you feel good. But you're not 120 though. Some of you are committed, but this like your side hustle. No, I'm just being real, y'all. I was fully committed. I left everything and started doing it. And because I was fully committed, the world responded to that commitment. But you just interested. You're not really committed to it. You're not putting in 50, 60 hours. When my wife got diagnosed with MS, I never quit doing the work because I wasn't doing it for people. I was doing it for the kids that I was doing it for. So even with MS, she had to quit her job. I'd take it to another level. Some of y'all are negotiating, not because of the company. You negotiate because you're not the best at what you do. And I need y'all to go back and be the best at what you do. And then I need y'all to come together as the best and then take this thing to the next level. And there are some of you, you know what you want. You know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're trying to do exactly what you're doing on this level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require 3.5. I'm lifting weights. I'm eating right, and I'm not getting the opportunity. It might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it, and you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. Because now you don't got to do no work when you blame somebody else. Guess who got to do the work? They got to do the work. But guess who got the power? They got the power. How many of y'all tired of other people having the power? Let me see your hand. You want the power. I'm just being real. Hands down. Hands down. Think about what I just said. How many of you want the power? Let me see your hands. Good. Write down next to your crazy idea some of the things that you know you're doing wrong that's messing up what you're doing. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get out of here. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit. He should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand and said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area, the shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He making money, but he crazy. Said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down.
He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? I said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, the only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by. She forgot she didn't eat because she was engaged. I'll never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie. I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep, he said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. He said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money because I got it in here. But listen to me. Emmitt Smith said this at the end of the commercial. Emmitt Smith said, all men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm going to say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. So that means that there are some people who are going to see the professor, going to see the TA. And even when the professor says, I don't meet with you, my TA meet with you, you say, I don't want to talk to your TA. I don't pay the TA. I pay you to teach me. So you're going to have to find some time to meet me. If I got to meet you at the mall, if I got to meet you at your house, you are going to see me. Listen to me. All men are created equal. Some work hard in preseason. When I went to college, guys were way smarter than me. 4.0s, 3.0. They went to the Ivy League high schools, came to Oakwood from these great high schools. Most of them are not doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough. You gotta have heart. That's number one. Watch number two. The important thing is this. You're right in why I'm saying it. The most important thing is this. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. That's the number two thing. You gotta catch that one. To be able to, listen to me, at any moment. Some of you, you can make sacrifices when Monday Night Football is not on. You can make a sacrifice. But when the game come on, for some reason, you just attach to it. For some of you, when your favorite show come on, you can make sacrifices on Sunday when ain't nothing going on. But when your favorite show comes on Monday, bam, some of you, you focus until the phone ring. And then you like, I got to answer it. If I don't answer the phone, I'm going to die. I'm saying to you today that there are some of you, if you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. But your cell phone is more important to you than your success. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to hurt somebody. Some of you need to give up your cell phone because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you, you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. Watch what it says. to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.